But once we know that, then we can also apply action. Until we know what we don't know, then we don't know where to go.
Good point.
Yeah, great point. Being able to access the information. And we learned about some local initiatives, some statewide initiatives, as well as some national initiatives around food insecurity. And until we start looking for it, we didn't know that that even existed, these national movements. So we want to ask our listening audience to dial into this conversation. We're going to take a short break. But when we come back, you'll be able to dial in and be a part of this conversation. We're still unpacking the 7th annual West Louisville Economic Mobility Summit, where we focused on the state of food insecurity in West Louisville. And we're still learning and listening to ourselves. We're looking at all the data that came from the event. We're looking at videos and listening to the recordings just to get the key lessons out, because we're working on a report. And so we want you to be a part of that whole evolution, listening audience, so you can call in with your key points and your questions right after the break. And we'll be right back after this.
Louisville Central Community Centers is celebrating 75 years of service to the community. LCCC is officially announcing the 75-year challenge and pledge. Join in the celebration and pledge your support by donating $75 today. Your donation goes directly to support the families we serve daily. Mail your donations to LCCC, 1300 West Muhammad Ali, 40203. Call 502-853-8821 or log on to LCCCnews.org.
Are you ready to make a real impact in your community? Look no further than AmeriCorps Vista's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project at LCCC. Become a Vista Community Impact Ambassador. Become a catalyst for positive change. Picture yourself working hand-in-hand with local leaders, organizations, and residents to empower the Russell neighborhood. As a Vista volunteer, you'll play a vital role in creating lasting solutions to address poverty and inequality. Your dedication will help build a stronger, more vibrant community for everyone. Make a difference, make connections, and make memories that will last a lifetime. Join the AmeriCorps Vista team at LCCC's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project today. Visit our website at lcccnews.org. to learn more and apply. Be the change you want to see in the world. Become a AmeriCorps Vista Community Impact Ambassador, where your passions meet action.
And welcome back. This is Kevin Fields. We're going to continue our conversation on addressing food insecurity in West Louisville as we unpack the 7th annual West Louisville Economic Mobility Summit. We're here in the studio with Gil Finley from KSU on the line, and Zyberia Puryear, who heads up our adult economic mobility work at LCCC, and Herbert Johnson along with myself. We're going to continue the conversations. Again, listening audience, the lines are open, and you can feel free to call here. The number is 502-571-1240. If we can answer any questions or if you want to add any comments, please take this opportunity to be heard. All right, so we're going to continue the conversation, and I want to continue to focus on that whole thing of what we learned. We covered a lot. We had a great program. Reverend Vincent James' keynote was powerful in of itself, and then we had two powerful panel discussions. Zyberia, you moderated one of those. Herbert, you served as a panelists on one of those. So we want to just, again, with the question that prevails here is, what did we learn? Let's start with you, Herbert. Some key points of what, you know, you've been in the industry of food for a long time, but what did you learn new about this whole experience of going through the summit?
Glad you asked the question, Kevin. I'll put it real short, but one of the reasons why I got in the food industry as a career was that I've always felt that you always got to have, you're going to eat, right? And I learned it from an experience I had with a dog in our neighborhood. And it sounds kind of weird, but this is the truth, right? When I was a young boy, it was a fox in our neighborhood, and we called him Red. It was a dog, right? And the dog catchers could never catch Red because he was known for tumping over your garbage can, but he was good, right? So one day my daddy said, why did the dog catcher chasing marijuana, right? Every day or every week, right? He said, well, you know, they can make chasing, but that man's trying to eat. And at the end of the day, you know, he got away from the guys because he's trying to eat. So the biggest thing, Kevin, in my career, I always realized that the food industry, you know, people had to eat, right? But what I learned, what I learned most was thinking about this insecurity thing, working in the industry, working with retailers and stuff of that nature. There's a lot that happens in the East community around stores, right? And that's one of the things that I worked with was a lot of stores. So, you know, I would say the community needs to embrace, you know, new infrastructure. You got Publix coming to Louisville. You know, let's get together collectively and figure out how we can get a Publix store in the West Louisville area along with their competitors, you know, because everything's competitive, right? And good foods from, you know, what Gil talked about, what's good for you, you know, learning from just my own experiences that, you know, what you put in you is how you're going to end up being. You know what I mean? So good food is good for us. And as a, you know, community, you know, I'm doing as much as I can to try to spread the word. But, you know, I'm impacted by this insecurity also. So let's keep working.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and looking at the access piece and getting more access to good foods, fresh foods in West Louisville, we certainly take that away. Zabir, you next. What do you take away as just key points that you learned from the whole experience? And how do we address those going forward?
Well, some of the points that I learned, of course, and this is actually just dealing with the panels specifically and not actually the breakout rooms that we had, which were in addition to the Economic Mobility Summit's main component. So what I learned was, like I said, a lot of collaboration is needed in the communities. We have programs, our organizations such as Feed Louisville, the Hope Bus, Change Today, Change Tomorrow, things of that sort, or organizations of that sort that were started grassroots on the ground. And they basically all need to come together and collaborate for the greater cause. The greater cause is food insecurity. We're trying to combat that. We want food security instead of food insecurity. And so if we're all aiming for the same thing, then why not all collaborate and get to what we need to get to? I know in this world, you know, a lot of people say doggy dog world. However, it is a competitive market, especially now when you're dealing with grants and things like that to try to help to mobilize the community. A lot of people are fighting for the same grants. However, if we look at more of the problem and the solution as opposed to who's doing this and who's doing that, then I think once that collaboration comes together, we will be, of course, able to discontinue the animosity or confusion between the different organizations and come together and work together in order to combat food insecurity.
That is an excellent point. Because you, as you mentioned it, there are several groups that are committed to this whole issue. I know that Letitia's Bear Fruit and Grow Project is out there. Feed Louisville, we learned about that. We knew about the Hope Bus, Kentuckiana Backyard Farms, and the list goes on. There's more, but to your point, the opportunity is more collaboration, more synergy, more groups working on a collective level to create a bigger impact in addressing the need to close the gap, you know, to close this food insecurity gap. And Gil Finley, you have been in this for a while. You're the leader that I'm looking to help, you know, paint the pathway forward on what we need to do in West Louisville as a community. But I'm sure there's something you learned, right? Something that you didn't know. So what key lessons did you take away from this whole experience?
Well, I'd like to address it in two ways. First, I want to say to Zyberia, you're right on, spot on, Zyberia. One of the things I learned was, after really listening and kind of circulating through the various organizations, the awareness is not there. I mean, people know, but it's only a segment of people who know. And then you have which is something that's very common, it's historic, and that is the dismantle of people coming together with the resources. How do you bring people to the table to align them to a one-channel system. A lot of people, even today, we got three listeners on the phone, Brother Fields. We have those who don't have to worry about it, don't have to think about it. We have those who are now maybe facing it because of a condition or a situation, a loss of job or something happening now, and food is scarcity is really taking place. And those who live in a poverty situation. And so the ones who are not going to be hurt are the ones who are suffering from it. So one of the greatest things I found out from this whole thing is there's not an alignment of resources. They're so scattered. And then you can only serve so many people. You can only touch so many people. And so focusing on a collaborative effort to come together, and that's what Zaberi was saying, to bring the resources together. And the biggest thing she said, I thought, was the highlight of what the discussion should be. There's not enough advocacy. There's not enough awareness. And then there, it's not that people don't know. It's the fact that we don't have feet and voices behind it to address it. And then really come to the table with things that can probably address policy, because policy is going to be your big situation. But then the next thing is going to be, well, what do we do with that? Which I feel you're going to give me the next question, is how do we bring people together to address the need? And I would like to say this. I didn't get to say it earlier because I think it's very critical to have this in mind, too. We talk about the three groups of people who may or don't. I've just talked about people have to, every day somebody's waking up today, and they have to figure out whether or not they're going to pay their bills, or are they going to pay for their medicine, or are they going to be able to get some food to eat? And so with that, the same thing, a lot of our African-American children are affected because of the malnutrition and the insecurity of food. So they're going to have behavior problems in the classroom, anxieties, and they're going to be aggressive because they didn't really get anything to eat. And they rely on systems of the schools. That's because we have a lot of broken homes and a lot of fatherlessness. So we have to figure out how to bring these programs together so that we can help address what we can.
Yeah. You know, you must be reading my mind, because, you know, the next question is around the how do we do it. But I want to look at it from a standpoint of, you know, we are doing it, and what do we need to do more of? So, you know, the proverbial question is, the glass half full or is it half empty? And knowing that we've been at the planning for this work, knowing that we've got the Cooperative Extension Office, knowing that we've organized many stakeholders that are committed to this cause, and Zaberia hosted a post-summit meeting with the planning committee, and that was one of the prevailing themes of, we need to continue working together. And so I think I want to pose the question. I'll come to you, Zaberia, as our lead in this area at LCCC. Let's think about maybe a strategic approach to this. What should we do going forward to continue to build the momentum, continue to do the community organizing work that we're good at doing, and ultimately building a better system in our community, more infrastructure for addressing food insecurity? So what's our game plan? How should we approach it?
Well, first, I think we should have two main factors that we get out of this. The first thing that we need to do, of course, is bring everyone together and have basically a round table with all of these organizations and community affiliate associations and everything. We need to get them together in the same room so that everyone can talk about what their actual goal is, what their actual vision or mission is for their organization, and align those people who have similar visions and missions together so that they can be more powerful together as far as being apart. That's one thing. The second thing that a young lady brought up in the first panel, after the first panel, or during the question and answer in the first panel, was we need to create some kind of Facebook page, Instagram link, website where all of these organizations are together, so that a person doesn't have to go searching, hunting, and you know, basically having to kill a bird in order to get information regarding these organizations that are out here. Those are the two things that I think that will keep the synergy around this food insecurity subject, and also will help us help with the disparity Because once you're informed about things, then of course you can get things done. Then of course you can volunteer at places like Feed Louisville or Dare to Care. You can get out there and do something about it once you know about it. A lot of the information that was given at the summit was because they did not have information. And so if we can have a centralized place where all this information is at, where the Hope Bus, the Food Literacy Project, Food and Network, if all of this, all of these organizations are together in one, on one website, on one in one location, and it tells, breaks down from A to Z what this organization does or what this organization represents, I think that would, of course, help to combat the focus of food insecurity and food disparity in the neighborhoods. But once we do that, and once we bring everybody together, I think we'll evolve immensely in the neighborhoods.
Excellent, excellent point. I love your 2 points. We got them down, and we're going to act on them, too, exactly, I think, the way you stated them, because I think you were very much on point. But what can we add? Herbert, what would you add to that in terms of the path forward in moving this community toward a more food-secure situation?
I can't really add much to it, but I will say to the community, if you heard Zyberia's passion and the importance of its initiative, then get on board. And that's what it's about. You know, leadership from Zyberia and you, Kevin, and Gil, in reference to, you know, the food security problem. It is a problem. Gil mentioned earlier that food is one of the major factors of balance. And, you know, I remember all my career, you know, there's different stores in the community that they called it shrinkers, where people was, you know, stealing food from the store, right? So that's another, you know, something that a store has to manage, but it's a reality, right? So when you look at the fact that, you know, people wake up in the morning not knowing what they're going to eat, it's a reality. And where they go, they're going to go to the grocery store. It's where the food is. And that, you know, if they don't have no money, they're going to steal it and get caught as crime, right? So when you reduce crime, you know, Gil's right on point. That helps the community and that helps this whole situation. So I'll just say, just keep, like I said, keep doing what you're doing. And Zyberia, thanks for your passionate communication to the community about what this situation is. I appreciate it.
Amen, amen. I agree. And Brother Gil, I believe that you being here in West Louisville is to create that platform that gives us the place, the unique place in this community to do the kind of work that Zyberia just articulated. But I wanted to know from your standpoint how you see it. And I say this is, you know, Russell on the Move is reality radio. So as we move, we're creating, right? So, but how do you see it? And I think everything that we just heard is a great strategic approach, but we're looking for the home for this movement. And I believe it's with you, but how do you see it in terms of moving the agenda forward?
You made a statement earlier that I've been in this for a long time. I really haven't. I just started addressing this probably about 2 years ago, and then I saw the grave need. I think that people have to become alert and aware, and they want to make an impact. I think that one thing is not the fact that food is not available. Sometimes there's the waste of food, and we have to get into tapping into these organizations that we can take advantage of it. I think that the other thing that we don't realize is that a lot of these descendants from people who come from various regions across the South who are now migrated into Louisville, we got a lot of folks who were raised on farms and come from those backgrounds, but a lot of them are now doing urban gardening, small plot planting, growing their own. I think that having a conglomerate effort of putting together a resource of allocation of growers together, now that's going to be my goal. My goal is to bring equipment, to bring resources, and to bring education to help them grow better products. But if we grow products, will the community support what the people grow? You know, that's going to be the next part, because you can have people who grow. There's a lot of people who are growing things, but us being able to make sure that we have the support. So you're going to have the accessibility to the food. You're going to have the food that's available to be able for them to purchase and not spotty, that they can have something consistent to go to, not pop-up markets, but something that would give them a place to really go. And then you have to have the affordability of them being able to purchase it. And then for those who might have problems, the accommodations of being able to get there. And last is to the acceptability that we will allow folks to come in to be a part of this organization or these moves together of creating an alliance of people together working for the same cause, as Iberia said. But I think another voice is, like she said, to be able to spread the word that we all become concerned because, and there's people we know, look at maybe a philanthropist that can fund certain things and come up with creative ways. So one of the things we're going to be doing by the help of God is we're going to be bringing new educational high-tech technology to help produce food. That's what Kentucky State is planning to do. We're planning to bring some systems there that can raise food, that we can be a dispenser, but also empower small growers who want to grow, all those who want to learn, to get them into raising their own food, because we're going to have it. The climate is changing. You can't really control a lot of outside things, and the weathers are unpredictable. Mother Nature is changing things, and we got to get prepared for what's on the horizon. Food access and healthy food is going to be a continuous issue more and more as we go forward.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, well, I think this is, we're hitting a home run with this broadcast today, because I wanted to come in today just to kind of distill a vision for what we can do in this space. Not only from an agricultural perspective, but also from an economic empowerment perspective. The agriculture certainly helps to address the food need in our community, but we also got to empower people to be strong economically through entrepreneurship and so on. So Herbert made a great point earlier about his career focus has been to focus on stores. And, you know, the whole distribution side of the food and beverage industry through stores. And, Gil, I heard you bring a question to the conversation about you're wanting to help growers. You want to help producers to have the education, and the resources, the technology to produce product. But then you raised a question about, you know, it's going to be important that those growers are supported, right? So you create that, if you fuse that idea together, the store concept that Herbert brought up and your, you know, question about can we be really be successful, I think therein lies the heart of the vision that we got to be intentional about. And that is, we got to be intentional about creating something that's missing in our community, a retail distribution center of quality foods. And, you know, one of my favorite retailers these days, my wife Sherry and I, are in Paul's Market at least 3 days a week, buying produce and all kinds of other commodities, but mostly produce. And I really want to understand their business model, because it's obvious to me, because they've got multiple stores, that they have a network of growers, right? They have a network of growers. That's how they keep their stock, you know, their shelves and their bins full of fresh produce. And they are always busy. You never go in Paul's without there being a line of people coming and going and getting stuff. So the vision becomes, how do you create a business model that thinks and operates like that in West Louisville, that has a network of growers, that has a retail face that the community can identify with, and then everybody, the whole idea of collaborating comes together to say, we're going to make sure that, you know, everybody's eating, everybody's making money, the stores are doing well. What if we could do something like that? You know, what if we could create that? We know it's missing. We talk all the time, there's no fresh produce other than Kroger in West Louisville. What else do we have? We used to have the place over in Park Duval neighborhood, the store that Robert Holmes built. And we know we got to learn from him with what that experience was like. But I just think that's some intentional thinking and organizing and visioning is important. And this whole idea that Zabiria brought to us of having this roundtable that continues of these entities working together toward common causes and creating greater impact, all of that's really great.
I want to point out something.
Cash Savers. Brother Vince, you want to comment on Cash Savers? Okay. Yeah, we got to save some money. Is that what you're saying? That's the name of the store.
That was the name of the store over that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Go ahead, Zabiria.
I wanted to come in and kind of piggyback off of Mr. Gill when he was talking about sometimes it's not even the fact that we don't have the food. It's the fact that the people who do have the food, we waste the food. And so that's one of the things that Rona Kumar is working with Feed Louisville. So I think that's where that collaboration comes from. You have an excess of food that will go to waste. You give it to organizations like Rona Kumar, who then, of course, reutilizes that food and distributes it to people who are in need. So that's how you come up with that collaboration. Mm-hmm. But before we end this, I actually wanted to, I personally sent out a thank you card to all of the people who participated in there. But I wanted to also say thank you on this radio station to our participants, Letitia Marshall, the owner and educator at Bear Fruit and Grow LLC, Rona Kumar, executive director and co-founder of Feed Louisville, Von Born, CEO and founder of Kentuckiana Backyard Farms, Martin Richards. Martin Richards is an important person for everyone to pay attention to that name. There were so many initiatives that are on the federal level, that are on the state level, that he can tell you about that are coming down the pipeline. If that's something that you're interested in, like Mr. Fields said, policy changes, that's one thing that we can do. Look at those policies that are coming down the pipeline. Martin Richards is great with that. He is he's the executive director of Community Farm Alliance. We have Connor Caudill, head of business development with Caudill Seed and Company. David Ochoa, owner and CEO of Bluegrass Superior Foods. Mr. Herbert Johnson, of course, who's here, the retired food and beverage executive. Maya Bass, who spoke for Lace, and she is a membership coordinator. Tom Morrow, the president of Chef Space, a community ventures initiative. Doug Bennett, executive vice president of Louisville Tourism. Kimberly Clay, Director of Cultural Heritage at Kentucky Department of Tourism. Ricky Mason, founder and CEO of BrainSTEM University. Andrew Bartlett, who came in at the last minute with Presbyterian. I just wanted to give a shout out to those people who were part of the panels, part of the breakout rooms, who were a part of this whole decision making and this initiative as far as trying to combat food insecurity with Louisville Central Community Center. Thank you all.
Thank you. That was a great way to punctuate this show. So thank you. I echo all those thank yous, as well as thank yous to those who sponsored the event. We can't do our work without strong community support. You know, and guys, we've had a great conversation in this 1 hour, and this hour always goes fast, but it's been very impactful. We hope our listening audience has taken something away from it. And, you know, we're going to continue it. I think it's fitting, very fitting, that we're talking about food insecurity in the month of November when we're coming up on Thanksgiving next week. And we want to pray that everyone has a very successful coming together around food and celebration in the spirit of Thanksgiving and giving thanks to our Lord and Savior for all that he does throughout the year, for each of us to have everything that we need to make it from day to day. We wouldn't be here if the Lord wasn't providing for us in terms of everything that we need every moment of every day. So we're going to close on a note of giving thanks for this show. We're going to take a break next week. We won't be on the air. There will be some entertainment. So please tune in to WLLV as you always do. I do want to wrap up with just a couple of quick announcements. We are still promoting our 75-year anniversary campaign at LCCC. You can go out online and make your tax-deductible donation to the organization. Any increment of 75 is appreciated. Anything that you can afford and want to give is appreciated. You can go out there at lcccnews.org and make that donation happen. And we will appreciate it. We're going to be talking a lot more about the 75-year challenge and the 75-year anniversary event that's coming up next March. We do have a small business workshop tonight, right? PNC tonight?
Tonight at 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m., the last of a series of workshops with PNC Bank. So check us out at 5 p.m. at the BIC. We just want to say thank you. We didn't have time to talk about the Sam Watkins Light the Way Entrepreneur Excellence Award, but we'll be touching on that in future shows. But that's the end of Russell on the Move for today. Have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe, be blessed, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly affairs update on Russell and surrounding neighborhoods in West Louisville. We hope you enjoyed our show and took away news you can use to help lift your spirits and increase your prosperity. Join us next week as we continue our mission, equity advancement and community empowerment. For now, be safe, be blessed, until we meet again, the LCCC. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.